my dream was that I would be playing in a cup final at Wembley. That was a dream that was never going to come true, but now it's different. Girls have played at Wembley.
Is it goal power or girl power? Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Goal Power. Can you introduce yourself, tell me your name and how you are involved in women's football?
So my name is Eileen Bourne, and there wasn't any women's football when I was your age. So it was 1967 when a friend of mine had a relative who worked in the Brighton post office, and the women there had formed a football team, and they told my friend about it and invited us along. There weren't any other teams to play against right at the beginning. We used to play friendly games, usually against the over 50s postmen or pub teams, things like that, but it was mostly for raising money for charity.
And what challenges did you face when you were playing football?
Well, heck, a lot. The first challenge was not being able to play football, but when I did start playing football, then the challenges there were finding pitches to play on, because the council would only let their pitches to men's teams. So we found eventually a place to play. We started by playing in Burgess Hill. So pitches, that was the first thing. Other challenges, which people still have these days, is finding enough money to pay for the pitches and to pay for the referees. Getting referees, there weren't very many men would want to come and referee women's games. Gradually, after our team formed, other teams started to form, but there were no leagues to play in. So what happened was that the teams that had been playing each other in friendlies decided to make a league. And so they got together and had a meeting and formed the Sussex League. The same thing was happening in other parts of the country. Teams were forming and banding themselves together into leagues, but we didn't have a governing body. There was a football association, but it was only for the men. And so all our different leagues got together and formed a women's football association. So it really started from the ground up. There was nothing, and gradually little steps built up to having leagues, having an association. I actually played in my primary school, in junior school, in the boys' playground, you know, that sort of football, and in the park with friends. But no organised football until I was 17.
Did you have any footballing heroes growing up?
Lots. I mean, the very first Brighton team, I can remember all the names of those players. I supported Tottenham and Chelsea at different times, as well as Brighton. My dream was that I would be playing in a cup final at Wembley with the Spurs team. You know, the Spurs team are out there, but I'm playing centre forward. That was a dream that was never going to come true, but now it's different. Girls have played at Wembley.
What is your favourite or most standout moment in your footballing career?
Wow. I started playing in goal. We weren't a very good team, so it was great being in goal. I got lots of the action. But I can remember three saves that I was really proud of making. One was in a gym, in a five-a-side game, in five-a-side nets. And the ball was heading into the goal about that high, and I was other side of the goal, and I was launched and pushed it over the top. And it was fantastic, because in a gymnasium with a balcony, first time I'd ever received applause for playing football, but the place sort of erupted, and I thought, well, that's probably quite a good save, you know. Another one, a penalty against Tottenham. Back when it was friendly games, it was not in a league, there wasn't a league yet. We played a friendly against Tottenham, and I saved the penalty. I had to dive to my right, got both hands on it, still holding the ball when I hit the ground, and my face went into the sawdust that was in the goal mouth. When I got up, spitting out sawdust. And the third one was a competition where I was in goal, the shot was going that side of the goal. I was a bit far forward for it, and I had to chase it backwards. So I dived backwards and hit it with this arm, saved it with this arm past the post. Those were three of my standout moments. I expect there are more.
What's the best place you've played?
Best place I played? Oh. Right, so the Goldstone Ground, I think. Before Brighton got this stadium, their old stadium was in Hove, on the Goldstone Retail Park now. We played against Milton Keynes in the first match of the season at the Goldstone Ground, and it was incredible. It's like playing on a big carpet. You can't imagine the grass. It's just unbelievable, not like anything else. We also played at Luton Town in a friendly match. They had one of the first artificial pitches, which was probably why they let us play on it. And same thing at Queen's Park Rangers, they also had what they called plastic pitches. They were early. They didn't look like grass like they do now. They were like green carpets. But I played on shale in Spain on holiday and things like that. Yeah, it's all good fun.
How How many people would come to watch you play?
Mums and dads, someone passing by with their dog. No, really. Mostly family and friends. Not that many. I mean, you could probably say if there were 25 people there, it was a crowd.
And when you were playing your matches, if you had a bad game, how would you deal with that mentally?
Oh, I'd like to say I never had a bad game, but that's not true. I don't know. I think if you knew you could do better, then you'd try to do better in the next game. Always try to not worry about it. It's no good going into the next game thinking, oh, I hope I don't let that under my legs, or, you know, just get on with it. Nobody worried much about our mental health in those days.
And how have you seen the women's game improve throughout your lifetime?
Oh, massively. I mean, I've watched you girls this morning and you've all got basic skills that you've got at your age and probably younger whenever you started playing. I mean, I didn't practice any football skills at all, never had any proper coaching at all until, I don't know, maybe 24.
Will you be watching the Women's Euros?
Oh, yes, I definitely will.
Who do you think is going to win?
England are going to win.
Hopefully.
Yeah, there's some good teams. I think all the matches are on TV, so I won't be doing anything else during those weeks, apart from football.
And finally, what object have you brought to the museum, and can you explain why?
I've bought some shirts that I used to wear, so the old shirts from when I was playing. I'm not sure what's going to be in the exhibition, but they also have the medals that I won over my career. What else did I bring? Just my books, which you've already seen. Quite a lot of trophies, as I recall.
Thank you.
Okay.
You for coming.
Oh, honestly, you're welcome. Thank you.
Eileen Bourne was interviewed by Beau and Rosa for the Gull Power exhibition at Brighton Museum. This is a Make Good Trouble production supported by the Heritage Fund.